Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday deals all month long at Blinds.com. Save up to 45% on select styles, plus a free professional measure right now. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up at 8:20, we have our colleague check-in. We'll check in with Rick Doc Walker about the 7-2 Commanders. People ecstatic. I think momentum is growing for this team. The fan base is getting more and more fired up. We talked to some callers earlier talking about seeing more Commanders gear, just positive vibes, people fist bumping each other. The one negative about yesterday's game is Mark Sanchez was on the call, and the Commanders fan base was not happy.
Does he still have the man bun, Mark Sanchez?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a great look in 2024.
It's not a great look.
Our buddy Cody Shook, who used to work here, tweets, Mark Sanchez should never call another Commanders game, ever.
I also think Chris Myers isn't that great. There were some obvious, like, spotting calls, like, you know, like, clearly got the first down. He's like, I don't know.
Right. Yeah. I mean, don't, like, they have a spotter? They have spotters that are in the booth with them.
Like, what are those guys doing? I don't know, man.
They were having a conversation on Jaden and Malik Nabers, kind of like...
Chatting on the side.
Chatting together. I can play that for you.
All right.
About a moment ago, though, during that timeout, Nabers walked over to the sideline to talk to Jaden Daniels, and I don't know what they were talking about, but he stood up. I mean, big play in a division game.
I think they were talking a little smack.
I mean, this is they did this week two after a third quarter, but I don't know.
Well, timing wise, you know, let's save this stuff for pregame and postgame. During the game, I need you locked in, ready for a potential 4th-and-1 call. Not John with your buddy from college.
And you're down 14 in the fourth.
I don't know. It's just. It's because, like, it's a C team. I felt like we deserve better.
I would agree. It's a C team.
People thought that he
was
favoring the Giants.
You're going to get better in 2 weeks. You're going to get better this week.
Yeah. People thought that Sanchez was favoring the Giants. In regards to this play, Lord Commander tweeted, so Mark Sanchez is lecturing Jaden Daniels and Malik Nabers for talking during the game, but he's infamous for eating a hot dog during the game. And you have video of him eating a hot dog during the game.
He's more infamous for the butt fumble than I've spaced on him just eating a Frankfurter during a game.
This clip was going viral. It was making the rounds on social media.
Is this him being biased towards the Giants?
Well, people are saying he's outwardly rooting for the Giants because this was the
Pasta Oz.
The Pasta Oz. Uh-huh. So people are very critical. He says, you can hear him say, oh no, as Jaden releases the ball.
Uh-huh. Well, it's clearly a tell.
Mahomes had a further ticket to prove that point as Jaden Daniels is wide open and the catch is made. Olamide Zaccheaus cruises inside.
It was subtle, but he definitely says.
He said, oh what?
No,
he goes, no.
Oh no. So,
oh no, because.
Why would an offensive guy.
Ticket to prove that point as Jaden Daniels wide open.
I thought he said, oh, he's wide open.
No, Myers is going, he's wide open. Sanchez is going, oh, no.
That the Giants
but
just left him wide open.
For an offensive guy.
Why would he have a pro Giants lean?
Maybe he wanted it to be a more dramatic ending.
Because he played for both Philly and he played for Washington. Like, if anything, he should have an anti-Giants lean. Like, it's weird.
People were definitely crushing him for the oh, no. But I interpreted as, like, oh, no, you let Oz get loose right. in the back end to basically seal the game for the Commanders.
I mean, he couldn't have been more wide open.
Like, oh no, you just lost the game because.
Yeah, but why is he looking at it from that perspective? Like when you watch Peyton and Eli, they act that way, but it's all biased towards offense. It doesn't matter who it is; they're always biased towards offense because they're quarterbacks.
It's a good question.
I don't know.
A lot of people felt that way. I mean, I can give you some other tweets. Here's one from Logan. Mark Sanchez almost started crying after that play. Here's one from Tom.
Maybe a cash.
Hey,
off.
Fox Sports, please never have Mark Sanchez call another Commanders game. He was clearly rooting for the Giants. You can even hear him when the Commanders sealed the game with that last reception, which is the oh no call.
What will CBS do for the Steelers Commanders? I mean, you got two division leaders there. Will they have Romo and Nance again?
If it's not them, it's probably their second team, Ian Eagle, Charles Davis, Evan Washburn.
Or will, Drabby, what do you think? Or will the primo team of Romo and Nance go for the Eagle-Cowboy game? But what if Dak
That Eagle-Cowboy game is not as relevant.
It's not, especially if Dak doesn't play.
Well, isn't that a Fox game anyway?
No, that's a CBS game. They're both CBS games.
Hmm. And ours is definitely a 1 o'clock.
Steelers, Commanders, 1 o'clock. Right. Eagles, Cowboys is a 4:25. What do you think, Drabby?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what they're thinking right now.
They could do 49ers, Bucks. I wouldn't think that they would.
No, that's a Fox game. That's a Fox game.
I got to think Jaden's like the hottest guy that they would want to put
on.
Right. They want to feature him.
Especially now that they're playing the Steelers, I would think that, you know.
Tomlin's good TV. Yeah, I don't know.
I would think it would be the number one crew.
But do you think it's bad that it would be Romo again?
No, I would hope it would be.
Yeah.
CBS also has the Chiefs-Broncos. I'm not saying that that's
a dud.
Okay.
Except the Chiefs are still undefeated.
Yeah, but the Broncos are terrible.
They're not terrible. They're 5-4.
I see a tweet from a few days ago that says, Ian Eagle, Charles Davis will call the Steelers Week 10 game against the Commanders for CBS.
Okay. So they're probably sending Romo down to Dallas.
Yeah, so they
Dallas.
Get the number two team. CBS is number two.
What's better than, listen, and Chris Myers has been on the show. I grew up watching him on SportsCenter back when I used to watch.
That deserves a wow.
I just don't think.
It's pretty good.
I just think pretty solid. He's just, that's just the C team. I don't think he's that great at it.
Well, you're not going to get the C team this week.
Yeah.
All right, the B team.
We'll get the B team. Let's go to Rich in Leesburg. Rich, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
I'm actually in New York City.
All right.
On the 31st floor of some building, and I've been listening to you guys since the start, and thank God. You guys are awesome. Love it.
Are you drinking? You're drinking, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I knew it. I'm so good at this.
Have you been to MetLife? Has anyone been to MetLife Stadium?
I went many moons ago when Spurrier was the head coach here in Washington.
I drove by it twice this weekend.
Yeah, why?
It is FedEx, Northwest, whatever you want to call it, 2.0. The middle of nowhere and the absolute worst logistics, in and out, seats are terrible, worst thing ever.
Was it windy?
Yeah, definitely windy. We had to go up an elevator, then down two flights of stairs or two levels, and then back up. And then, you know how, like, when you go to a suite and they switch the numbers and they, you think you're in the right section, they turned us back twice.
Hmm. So you're a DC guy that just went up there for the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, usually, so it was my birthday yesterday. Usually I play in a big old tournament with Valdez, but did a little pivot and went to the game and...
It's one of Valdez's boys.
Yeah, yeah. Way to go, Matt. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's clearly hammered.
First time caller, Poconos, when Drab and Valdez did like one of the best cameos ever. And yeah.
You guys still doing the cameo bit?
Of course.
Yeah.
Hey, get your Thanksgiving cameo.
Yeah. So hold on. So, Rich, where are you staying? Are you staying in a hotel or are you staying like at a buddy's condo?
Just hotel. 31st floor, looking over the city right now. Just
and you've been drinking all night.
Yeah.
So you haven't slept. You haven't slept at all.
TV does not work, and so I've been literally, like I said, you guys are the best banter, the best back and forth. I've been giggling since 6 a.m.
Well, this is true. He's right about that.
You guys. Oh, I mean, you guys. I listen.
How are you getting home? God bless you. How are you getting home?
We don't know if we're gonna do a bus. Or train.
I would love a
private jet to scoop me up right now.
Do you have a job?
I was supposed to get a reciprocal to play Bethpage Black. That would have been awesome, but
this guy's all over the place.
Is he a Hidden Creek guy?
He's a member at Trump. We play the monster together all the time every year.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had my buddy out for a little member guest, and he was like, all right, if you're coming out for the game, I'll get you out there, and then he... completely whiffed.
Eric asked you like twice. Yeah. What do you do for a living?
Mortgages.
You do mortgages. He's a member of Trump, yet he's considering hopping on a bus to ride from New York to DC.
A Bolt bus.
Yeah, what's he doing?
Did not want to bus it. Rather take the train, but I kind of have to answer to some of the other guys that don't want to.
Got it. Understood.
Yeah. Gotcha.
The stadium does appear to be a dump. I mean, I drove by it twice.
My bad, but a couple squeakers.
Now, I've never been, but it seems to be just in the middle of like a swamp.
I dated myself too. I went to Giant Stadium. I haven't been to MetLife. They built that within the last like 8 or 10 years, right? I mean, it's relatively new.
It's only 8 or 10 years.
I think, and maybe I'm wrong.
What's next door to it, right or no?
I think they just demoed the old Giants stadium and built another monstrosity in its place.
Coming up next, it's our colleague check-in. We'll talk to our pal Rick Doc Walker about the Commanders at 7-2 on another Victory Monday. Brought to you by Chenega Miles, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. Welcome back.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday deals all month long at Blinds.com. Save up to 45% on select styles, plus a free professional measure right now. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Going to have our college check-in with Doc Walker here momentarily. Just sprinkling a little college football. My nephew was at college game day over the weekend, and I watched a little bit because my brother had it on, and watching college football on Saturday, watching College Game Day, which I know Jason reveres and loves.
Where was it this week?
Penn State.
At Penn State.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, it's great to have a team like Penn State where you win consistently, but they haven't beaten Ohio State since 2016.
And isn't Franklin like one?
That's when Trace McSorley was there.
I think Franklin's 1-14 against top five opponents.
He is. He's 4-20 against Michigan and Ohio State. And believe me, the Penn State fans are tired of it. You saw the back and forth when he was walking to the tunnel.
Yep.
That happens all the time up there.
I'm sure it does.
But some Penn State fans are like, who do you want to hire then? You know, give me a guy. Right. Give me a guy in here who can beat Ohio State consistently or just half the time.
Right.
Or Michigan. So
Or a third of the time.
Yeah. Look, I'm with you. Because if you're Penn State, you're judged by those games. Now, they may still make the playoff, but the head-to-heads against Ohio State and Michigan are just critical within the conference. And now the conference is tougher because you got Oregon there.
I believe his contract, though, he signed a 10-year extension for $70 million.
He's got a huge contract.
I think
his
contract goes through 2031.
Yeah, his buyout would be outrageous.
Now, that happened with Jimbo Fisher, right? They bought him out, gave him a ton of money. It's not unprecedented, but...
I don't think it's going to happen, but yes, you can see the pressure on him for those particular games. Not just that, but the way they lost. I mean, you get first and goal from the 5-yard line, or you got four plays, and you can't punch it
in. Yeah, they had multiple trips inside the red zone and just came up empty.
Yep. And you got to get the ball to your best player, which is Tyler Warren.
It's hard to root for a team when Penn State and Ohio State are playing each other when I'm watching, but I think I have to root for Ohio State there.
Because
I'm pulling
because of being a Terp?
Yeah, it's just I can't root for Penn State.
Yeah,
could never root for them. So yeah, but don't love rooting for Ohio State.
You can't root for either.
Two evil empires facing off against each other. You have to pick the lesser of the two.
Ohio
evils.
State feels less evil.
Ohio State
a Terp.
Less evil.
Yes,
because the memories of drubbings at the hands of Penn State over the years between Penn State and Maryland. I mean, you guys were there when it was at Kajana Carter.
Yes.
Went absolutely nutso on the Terps back in the day. Like
Crick almost got killed by the bookie.
You don't forget those things.
The bookie comes up to him in the row.
The other thing about it, we've talked about this throughout the college season, how much the game has changed. And this year you're going to have the 12-team playoff. Mm-hmm. And you have all the guys making their NIL money and transfer portal. I believe on game day they said out of the top 25 teams, do you know how many quarterbacks are transfers?
A dozen,
the majority.
Maybe more.
13.
Right.
Yeah, and they're all getting paid.
And then my brother was talking about the Miami quarterback who might win the Heisman.
Cam Ward.
He said, now, I don't know, I didn't fact check my brother, but he's an alum, and he kind of, that's the program he loves the most. Making $5 million.
It's
absurd.
It's not out of the question.
But that's the landscape of college football now.
So he was like, well, why isn't Maryland better? You can't compete with $5 million.
No, of course
he's like,
what
about Kevin Plank money? I'm sure eventually he gets sick of giving money.
Dude, somebody told me last year, directly involved with all that I think Maryland's total budget for NIL was like $2
million.
Mm-hmm. For all sports.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then
NILing
better
for
start building that
the
up?
Minor sports?
Well, I'm just saying, basketball and football.
Well, that's why Hunter Dickinson, who wanted to go to Maryland, he was very interested in Maryland, went to Kansas because the money was better.
Right.
He also felt like, okay, I can win a national championship at Kansas. But if the money was equal, I bet you would have stayed.
Right.
He needed to call, is it Sergey Brin, the Google guy? Went to Maryland? Call him. You need to get a pipeline to him immediately.
It looks like they're trying to get Doc lined up. Is he on the phone? He's going to just ditch the thing.
Let's just do the phone.
It easier.
All right, time for our colleague check-in with our pal, Rick Doc Walker.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
Hey, you know what? Since you love talking about the big guys up front in the offensive line, why don't we start there? What have you seen from this offensive line all season long?
Well, consistency. The thing is, these guys are, I mean, Tyler, badass. I mean, this guy is knocking people off blocks. These guys have a real bond. You know, we talk a lot of crap. We have a bond. In the States, you guys have a bond.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference, man. Everybody can have a job, but not everybody enjoys going to work. These guys enjoy going, even though they get in the bag and they're doing well doing it. That's the difference. And then when you get some success going with it, I mean, it reminds me of Joe's first year. We lose five and you get going. once you get momentum going, the people may not think you're that good, but you know from within that you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you need, man.
And Doc,
a little bit of confidence, and you're off and running.
Doc, you tweeted yesterday, at Rick Doc Walker, C-Rod is a rumbler. And that's a guy who got an opportunity with Brian Robinson out, and he made the most of it. And look, there aren't going to be a lot of pretty runs from him, but that doesn't matter. Like, he's just putting his head down, and he's getting you, like, 5 yards, five tough yards, and he did it repeatedly yesterday. He could not have been more key in that win.
I felt that against the Ravens, that we didn't have a thump without B-Rob. And you're going to have injuries. You got to be able to play without people. And so when you have a roster, and I mean, these guys have done a fabulous job building this roster. You got to have people to complement others. I didn't think we were strong without B-Rob. Now I know we can win without B-Rob. I love Eckler. Love him when he's on. I mean, love this guy to death.
Mm-hmm.
But we needed a thumper. And I think we showed now that the depth of the roster expanded.
What do you think? We kind of talked about this earlier, Doc. Obviously, the team's for real. Okay, they're leading the division. They got a massive game with the Eagles in a couple weeks, Thursday night game. But are you okay with not making any moves at the trade deadline and standing pat with this roster, or do you think they should? And I'm not talking about a major move. I'm not talking about trading a second round pick for somebody. But are you okay with making, you know, a minor move or two, where you're giving up a fifth or a sixth to make the defense a little bit better?
Bitch, whatever they do, I back it.
Okay. All
right. I don't have to micromanage anymore. In other words, we don't have to play fantasy anymore. We actually have professionals that are running the program. So you can actually function on your family, your lawn, winterizing your house. You can do other things now because you don't have to do their job. That's the beauty of this. And you can just ride along with it and know that whatever they do is the best possible decision that could have been made. We don't have to have name brand. They get guys they know fit their system. Everybody's talking about receivers. Well, we got receivers. We got people we can't even get the ball to. Mm-hmm. But when they call on them, they're ready. So I don't know what more you want. I mean, it's like people used to say, like with the Smurfs, people thought it was cute and joke. Nobody was better than those guys because they got the job done. Now, they were guys taller, faster, bigger, all that. But in terms of production, got the job done. And that's really all you look for right now. Who's going to get the job done?
Hey, Doc, one of those guys that fits that description is Noah Brown at wideout. Like a guy, the Texans are just like, you know what? We don't need this guy. We don't need him in our room. And Adam Peters was like, okay, we'll take him. There's something to work with there. Big physical guy. And he had one catch yesterday where he just got blown up by a guy. I think it was late in the game. It wasn't the longest catch, but he held on to the ball. Like, that's a tough dude right there.
You know, you mentioned these guys, and it's really like, it's not about notoriety for them. It's about camaraderie. And we've heard this crap before, past teams, when we had these con artists in running the program. Now, you can just see it. Starts with teams. Special teams. And we noticed it, and you guys talked about it a lot. Kickoff coverage. Not when just one guy making plays. It's a number of guys. You need a roster now to watch these guys. Because you're going, who is that? Who is that? And guys just keep stepping up. It's almost like callers now. We're getting a lot of new callers. People coming out of the woodworks. And you can see it now. It's like the night of the living dead. People coming back. You see colors. And you see their colors.
Because
their colors are a little bit different than our colors were. Now you're starting to see them blend. And you're starting to see more of it. It's a beautiful thing. And it's a week-to-week process. Day-to-day. And you just got to hope that they keep grinding. And why wouldn't they? I mean, we haven't even gotten to gobble gobble yet.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's when the stuff really breaks off, Thanksgiving. and would position perfectly.
Yeah, it's been an unbelievable start. And Jason, you know, we kicked around. He kind of asked you a little earlier about, you know, like, would they make a move, you know, especially with Saquon coming up and the kind of year he's having. But I don't even know what they would, like, I feel like they're kind of locked in. Like, these are our guys. Like you mentioned offensively, like, everyone's talking about receiver. Our receivers are doing great. They're fine. And listen, I definitely agree we need to do better against the run, but what are we going to cut Fedarian Mathis or something? Like, I, you know, our linebackers.
Have you seen the way he's playing?
Yeah, I'm just saying, yeah, like, what are we going to do? Like, I think these are our guys. We just have to play better.
Yeah, you got guys in the practice squad. What we got to do is just eliminate errors, which every team is trying to do. Mm-hmm. It's a self-inflicted wound. And sometimes you're going to play people that are just better individually. Mm-hmm. So you double them. Mm-hmm. Or you slide the pocket away, or you roll away. Finally, we have a difference maker, and that's with the quarterback position. Then you get a guy who's a freak at the quarterback position, and then now you're getting people just, I mean, it's just like McCaffrey, who's, I love this dude. And I keep, he's inches away from being a difference maker. Hell of a player, but he's inches away from changing things. Missed a touchdown by just a smidge. He's always around action. Those are the kind of guys we have now. Call them blue collar, call them lug nut guys, whatever you want to call them. I call them winners.
Mm-hmm. They're all talking about the brotherhood, and you know, you kind of, there's a part of you that want to kind of make fun of it, but it seems like it's real. Like they all believe in each other. It seems like this team has the best chemistry since back when you boys played.
Well, that's what you have to win in order for it to be real.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard the chirping and all that in the past, and they're in last place every year. It doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But now you see it, and it starts when the guy who's gets the most pub is not a jackass.
Right.
Quarterback's a gentleman. He's a nice guy, and he happens to be a freak on the field. And people aren't blowing their mind. How much social media do you hear about now with these guys?
Mm-hmm.
It's not about me. It's about the team. And it's just, wow. And I listen to you guys, to your callers, and listen to now how many first-timers.
Yeah.
And listen to people, grown-ass men, calling, spilling their guts.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy. We had a guy on a post-game show, to which a guy got a vet calling, crying, tears.
Mm.
That's the emotional breakdown that this team has on our community.
It has a massive impact.
Real.
It has a massive impact. Doc, you know
real.
It. You lived it. We haven't had it really here in decades. But people now, you know, I'm a huge fan. I was embarrassed to wear the gear for like 20 years. People are wearing their gear now. They're, you know, they want to ask you on the street all the time, and it's, you know, it's all positive. It's not negative. It's a different era, man. Yeah. That's one guy can make all that difference, can he?
Absolutely. But it's not just one guy. Now, don't forget. Yeah. I mean, you got to give it starts from the top and the architecture of this program.
Mm-hmm.
How I started, and that's where you got to go to ownership. And then getting a general manager, a legitimate one, and a legitimate head coach, and a legitimate defensive coordinator, and an offensive coordinator. Kingsbury, the question is, and this would be a good thing to happen,
mm-hmm.
how do you keep people?
Yeah.
The way this thing is going. You're talking about a feeding frenzy. Not only do you have players throughout the league that want to be a part of this, how about owners that are saying, well, I got to get me some of that.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many teams will be looking for coaches in the offseason? A handful, right?
And there always is.
And maybe they're looking at Kingsbury.
There's two in the division that might be looking at head coaches in Dallas and the Giants.
And they may go, look what Kingsbury's done with this offense. All right, let's go talk to him.
Yep.
Right, Doc?
Yeah, but that's all good news for us because they won't leave until it's successful. And we'll take the success, again, week to week. And now we're just getting to the thick of it, and it's a beautiful thing this week. And our fan base, love them to death, the way they travel, the way they support. And the biggest challenge of the year comes up for them this week. because the mighty black and gold, they invade our zip code this week. And so everybody's going to be challenged. Yeah. Not only are the players going to be challenged, but all of us will be challenged because nobody travels like these people.
Yeah.
And them flag towels, they'll be out, and it's going to be real. Can't wait.
Yep. All right, Doc, good stuff as always. That's the
Hey, man,
legendary.
You guys are the best, man. Keep doing it. Bish, hang in there, man. I pray for you every night, man. Every night.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I think he's just praying for your 8 hours of sleep every night. Oh. He just wants you to get that beauty rest. Yeah. That's what I'm assuming.
That's my goal.
It is.
Thank you, Doc. Appreciate it, buddy.
I just want to find out. What is he praying for?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Why is he praying
Maybe
for me?
Because you're not a fan?
Oh.
Maybe because, I don't know. I mean, there is a growing resentment amongst Skins fans for Drabby, like just making a mockery of our picks now, and because his record is so poor, I guess he feels like he has to pick.
I do like his bit. Though. I like the bit when it's everybody's picked the Commanders and Drab's picking the Giants to win 3-0.
3-0.
It makes me laugh.
Yeah, but he's taking it not seriously
he's
at all.
While we're all zaggy, he's trying to make a comeback, and he's not.
No,
going
it's okay
to
pick the Giants.
To be fair, I've been making a mockery of it since the first week. I never signed up for these predictions and us to be held to the, you know, to the fire about them and they mean everything.
I
know. When somebody just started doing them, and now every week it's just like attack the person in last week in last place.
Yeah.
So if maybe I will just make a mockery of it.
It's fine.
Or eliminate me. I'd be ecstatic if you would just cross my name out and eliminate me and get me off that dumb graphic.
Two weeks ago, Drab picked the Commanders to win 99-0.
Yeah,
I don't understand. Why is he being crushed for picking the Giants?
It's not that he's being crushed for picking the Giants. It's for to making a mockery of it. That's all.
Well, let me ask you. If I'm in last place, why would I pick the same game team that everyone else is picking?
I don't have a problem with you picking the Giants. The 3-0 is just... That's
you act
the
like the score matters.
Hey, Drab. Mock away.
Yeah. This core man.
It's a free country.
It's true.
You have the
score
freedom.
Doesn't matter.
You have the freedom to mock whatever you want.
Okay.
Are there bonus points for getting closest to the score right?
No.
I don't believe so.
Right. No. I'm just going to remember that next time.
You're a genius this year. Hello? I was the genius last year. You can't be a genius every year. It's hard to do that. Everybody last year said the Commanders were winning 8-9 games. I said 5 wins.
Mm-hmm.
I was the genius last year. Mm-hmm. It's hard to go back to back.
Are you?
Everybody's
are you
coming for the king.
We're rebuilding.
Here it comes.
Are you willing
no,
to?
No.
Hey, this is actually a record late in the show asking for it.
I mean, I'm just curious.
He's good. The team is great. It's more than just the quarterback. JP says at 6:09 this morning, quarterback's the only thing that matters. No. Kingsbury's a genius. Quinn is awesome. By the way, wanted them to hire him from the get-go.
I don't think I said the quarterback's the only thing that matters.
I think you've definitely
it's
said
the
that.
Most
it's
important
the most important thing.
We'll go back and play
Everybody
the audio.
Can agree on that. Go,
it's the quarterback.
He's the only guy that matters, somebody said.
He's Kingsbury's a genius. Everybody wanted to fire Kingsbury because of the motion in preseason. He's a genius. Quinn's awesome. Great leader. Jaden's very good.
Hey, don't
I'm ecstatic for Commander fans.
Hey, the owner, remember, Josh.
But you don't
Harris.
Think he's the guy, though?
He's your guy. He's great. He's your guy.
He's our guy for 10 years.
Daniel Jones has been the quarterback for 10 years in New York. He sucks.
Yeah, but he's not Daniel Jones. He's better than Daniel Jones.
He's better than Daniel Jones. Yeah. I'm glad he's your guy.
Is he a top 5 quarterback in the NFL?
No.
Top 10?
I think he might be approaching that right now.
He might be approaching top 10?
You're poking holes.
He's not
going to
give in. He's not going
to
give in.
What do you want? You want me to say he's going to be dominant for next 20 years?
No, I don't. I just want you to say he's the guy. He's
no.
The, he's
this all started because you said, say he's elite. Say he's elite.
I don't know if that's...
That's what it was. He's special and elite. You wanted me to say
I think he's special.
All right. I'm reserving judgment on special.
All right.
Can't be much reservations left.
Huh?
Can't have many reservations left. He's reserving judgment.
I mean, I don't know. I guess...
Well, again...
But things can change.
Things change.
Sure.
I'm happy he's your guy. I'm happy. The billion people are listening to the radio station today. That makes me happy. That's our job. Get people to listen.
But you're not. But you don't really believe in him as like sort of a long-term solution.
Yes. Yes. He's your long-term solution.
No,
is he Patrick Mahomes, Eric? I don't know. I don't think so.
I never said he was Patrick Mahomes.
I don't think he's Patrick Mahomes. That's what you want me to say.
Better than Patrick Mahomes.
This year he's better than him.
All right, put that on there. Kate thinks he's better than Patrick.
Well,
write
right
that in stone.
Is.
I just
right
said. I just
when
say,
he's wrong, mock him.
I just said he's special. I just want you to say he's special.
Hey, I don't think a fellow commander.
He woke up on the Drabby woke up on the wrong side of the bed because Geno sucked last night, and he got sacked 100 times.
Well, that's not Geno's fault.
I know he got sacked seven times, and he threw three picks, and he's
Geno's
bitter.
Leading the NFL in passing yards by a mile.
I know you woke up on the wrong side of the bed because your boys lost.
Well, he threw two interceptions inside the 10-yard line. Of course, I'm Rick.
See, I told you.
And I got these dumb HTTR guys. HTTR and bio block.
Block.
Don't tweet me.
What are they doing?
Look at dumb JP's graphic, and they see that I picked the Giants, and they just attack.
They tweak you.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Tweakers.
Fine. My graphic. Mike Mars doing the graphic.
Oh, you forced him at gunpoint, yeah. Believe me. I know. He's texting me. Oh, God, I got to get this done for JP.
We've been doing it for a couple
pick,
years.
Please give me a pick.
Yeah, and give me a score.
Yeah. Rick Cahill.
That's how I feel when we do our preseason, like the playoff picks and all that, and Super Bowl, and I want to blow my brains out. That's how I feel.
All right, we got to take a break. We're the Junkies. Be right back. Have some pretty cool prizes to give away on the show today. We have a $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group. We also have tickets to go see Iron Maiden at CFG Bank Arena.
Intriguing. In Baltimore next week.
And you know what? Right now, caller number 10, we will hook you up with those tickets. You want to go see Maiden in concert? 10th caller at 800-636-1067. It's the Future Past World Tour, Tuesday, November 12th at CFG Bank Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. So caller number 10, we'll hook you up with that. And we still have the $100 gift card to give away later in the program. Man, Jaden Daniels has made so many people happy, except for that guy.
Well, it's torturing Drab's soul right now. Yeah. But it's okay.
I think he was pro Jaden Daniels originally. He went to ASU.
Yeah, but once he left Arizona State, I think Drab felt jilted. Felt a little bit jilted by Jaden Daniels. It might be part of it.
I think that's the deeper meaning.
It might be part of the origin story here.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I have no idea what Drabby's position is.
I like that you guys are obsessed about what I think of Jaden.
No, I just think
you're in everybody's head.
No, it's just that you're the one. I don't really care. It's just that you're the outlier to me. Like, everyone else kind of sees that this kid is pretty special.
I haven't heard Lurch say that he's a top five QB in the league.
I'm not asking him to say top five QB.
No, I wouldn't.
I'm not asking anybody to put a ranking.
I wouldn't
on
consider
it.
Him top five.
Yeah, I mean, that might even be a bridge too far for me.
I mean, if he was putting up better overall numbers, I might say that, but he's playing great, but I just think it's crazy. He's not better than Patrick Mahomes, people.
I'm not going to say he's better.
You're crazy. You're a clown if you think he's better than Patrick Mahomes. Right, Patrick now, Mahomes has rings filling up his hand.
I'm not talking about past Patrick Mahomes. I'm talking about current day Patrick Mahomes. This season, Jaden Daniels is better than Patrick Mahomes.
His stats are better. But is he a better quarterback than Patrick Mahomes? Patrick Mahomes has rings. Not one ring. He's got rings.
If you asked me today who I would start a team with, and I had a choice of Patrick Mahomes, current day at his age. What is he, 28? 27, 28?
He's not old.
Might be a little bit younger.
That's just...
Or Jaden Daniels.
That's a big statement.
I would take Jaden Daniels.
That's a big, big statement.
You also took Gilbert Arenas over Kobe Bryant.
This is true. My personnel chops
are a great one.
They're very suspect.
Listen, Mahomes is 29.
I'm swept up in Jaden mania. So you have to take that into account.
I just think it's pretty obvious to everybody that he's pretty special and he's going to be the guy for the next 10 years.
Yeah,
here, barring something
catastrophic.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can be special to that.
You can be special to your team, but not better than other special quarterbacks.
Yeah, I'm not
going to
say he's better than Mahomes or better than Lamar. Whatever. Time will tell.
Right.
I'm just saying he looks pretty special. And he's different than all the other guys.
Tell me when Patrick Mahomes, current day, is going to rush for 900 yards in a season. I'll be here waiting.
One metric.
That's on top of his quarterbacking. That's just a bonus.
I feel like Cakes gets a little biased.
Lamar
has
rushed for
1,000
yards in a season, and he doesn't have any rings.
Okay,
Mahomes does.
I'm not talking about rings right now. I'm talking about who I would start over my franchise with. right now.
What?
And I'm telling you
said,
I would pick Jaden Daniels.
But you said Daniels is a better quarterback than Mahomes.
Currently. This
I don't
one
know
season,
how many people would agree with that.
Oh, this one season snapshot, he's better. He's not. It's not even close who's better. This one season, compare Jaden Daniels to Patrick Mahomes, Jaden beats him in probably every metric.
You're just considering statistics, yeah. But at his core, who is a better quarterback?
Right now?
In the NFL.
Right now?
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels.
All right.
In a one season?
I can't argue with him. I can't argue
with him. No, you can't because I'm right.
I don't think you are. I don't think
I'm
you
correct.
Are.
I'm correct.
Mahomes is still a better quarterback at his core than Jaden Daniels.
Okay. Not this season, he's not.
Who's having a better season?
Statistically, Daniels.
Across the board.
But doesn't mean he's the better quarterback.
Actually, it kind of does.
So the guys with the best stats every year are the best quarterbacks.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying right now, Jaden Daniels, in every metric, is outperforming Patrick Mahomes. And if you
because he's a runner. I get it. He's a runner.
No, but his
passing. If he wasn't a runner, you wouldn't say
that. His passing metrics, too.
Yeah, I mean, Mahomes is obviously throwing more picks, but.
Right.
Going into the playoffs, who do I want more? Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. You can be a Mahomes guy. I'm a Jaden Daniels guy.
No, you're making me an anti-Jaden guy. I'm being a logical thinking football fan.
I'm more logical because I'm looking at all of the stats, and they just pile up for Jaden Daniels Patrick Mahomes.
I think you're getting too much into stats, but that's just
okay.
Me.
It's also early because I'll say this about Patrick Mahomes. He's got more interceptions and touchdowns this year. Right? He's had an off year.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you've watched their games, in clutch time, he's had these runs. Remember the scramble he had a couple weeks ago?
He makes key plays
to get them dubs.
Key plays? Jaden Daniels.
Not to scream.
Makes a lot of key plays.
And to give you context, Jaden Daniels right now, third in the league in QBR. The only guys ahead of him, Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow.
Right.
Now his touchdowns are behind. Both those guys have 20 touchdowns. He has 9. Mm-hmm. If you go the traditional passer rating.
He also missed basically a full game.
He's number 5.
Right, so give him a couple more.
He's in the mix. Like with the best quarterbacks this year, it's Lamar, it's Goff, it's Burrow, Darnold.
Allen.
I hate Sam Darnold.
Darnold's good.
Josh Allen.
He's got 17-7 this year. He's been good this year.
Yeah.
I just think it's obvious. I'm not willing to go as far as Cakes and say he's better than X, like for sure.
And again,
like,
I'm not saying he's better than him, like in his. You can't take what Mahomes has done in his past. It's amazing.
I understand what you're saying. If you're the starting team today, I understand.
Yeah.
I just want guys like Drab to acknowledge.
It all comes back to Drabby.
Yeah, because.
I'm out of the hot seat.
That's a different bit. My bit is I just want everyone to know that this kid is special and he's arguing. He is.
I think deep down.
He hasn't seen enough.
He's reserving judgment.
I just think it's a crazy statement to say this rookie who's played 9 games is a better quarterback than someone's going to the Hall of Fame
I'm just saying in this season.
He's probably going to have 5 Super Bowl rings.
And I don't begrudge him those rings. But in the 9-game snapshot now, Jaden Daniels is better than Patrick Mahomes.
I think I understand what Cakes is saying.
Like,
if you look at the 9 games, if you don't look previously at his career.
Right. If you're looking at
week 1 to week 9,
right.
I understand what Cakes is saying.
Well, also, and Cakes is also saying, if you had to start a franchise today, if you were an expansion team and you were starting a franchise today, I wouldn't necessarily be the same for sure. I don't know. I have to ponder this.
Mm-hmm.
But he's saying he would take Jaden.
Oh, I know what he's saying.
If he was starting a franchise today, and these guys
are all the same age, and they all have the same resumes. He's saying he would take Jaden over every quarterback in the league.
If they were all free agents, all quarterbacks were available.
Yeah. He's saying he would take Jaden over Lamar Jackson, who's won multiple MVPs.
I understand what he's saying.
Well,
I don't know if I take him over Lamar, but
about Josh Allen?
I consider it. I consider it strongly.
Is Sam Darnold a better QB than Mahomes?
No.
Why?
He's got better stats.
He's way better stats. Is Baker Mayfield?
He's not using the same logic.
My logic is very slippery. This is like I'm going on a ski slope right
he's
now.
He's not using the 9-game logic for that one.
Right.
If you use the 9-game logic, which you applied to Jaden Daniels, then Sam Darnold's better and Baker's better.
You know why? Can't run.
That's his fantasy.
No, it's not fantasy. Those are real stats that apply in real life. That's not fantasy football related.
Resume doesn't count with cakes.
If you want to chime in,
it's not about
not
resume.
For measuring 1 year snapshots.
800-636.
That's a bit unfair.
1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday deals all month long at Blinds.com. Save up to 45% on select styles, plus a free professional measure right now. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.